Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a raw re-space idea and turning it into a full jungle atmosphere inside Ableton Live 12. Not just a loop that sounds cool on its own, but an actual arranged section with tension, movement, contrast, and that deep drum and bass energy. If you're at an intermediate level, this should feel like a step up from basic sound design. We're going to think like producers who are building a scene, not just a bass patch. That means one element owns the low end, one element owns the motion, and one element owns the space. If two sounds are trying to do the same job, the mix gets blurry fast, so we're going to keep things intentional. First, let's build the core re-space. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. You can do this with analog too, but Waveeatable gives you a little more control over movement and phase character, which is perfect for a re-space. Start with saw waves on both oscillators. Keep the detune subtle at first. You want that classic dark, alive, slightly unstable character, not an overwidened wash. Set the voices low to moderate, maybe 2 to 4 per oscillator. Keep unison controlled. The goal here is movement in the mids, not huge stereo spread in the sub-region. That's a really important mindset for jungle and DNB. A proper re-space usually feels heavy because of the phase motion in the mid-range, not because it's just super wide everywhere. Add a low-pass filter, something like a 24 dB style. Give it a moderate envelope amount and shape the amp envelope with a fast attack, medium decay, a solid sustain, and a fairly short release. We want it punchy enough to lock with the drums, but still smooth and sustained enough to carry that rolling atmosphere. Now add a few stock devices after the synth. Chorus ensemble is great here, but keep it subtle. You want a slow rate and a low to medium amount, just enough to thicken the movement. Then add saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on. That helps bring out the mids and add some edge. After that, use EQA to clean up any low-end clutter if you're planning to layer a separate sub. And finally, use auto filter or even filter delay if you want some extra motion. Keep the movement restrained. In this style, small changes often hit harder than huge obvious modulation. Now let's talk about the sub, because this matters a lot. Don't rely on the re-space alone for the lowest octave. That's one of the most common mistakes. Create a second MIDI track with operator, set to a sine wave, and keep it mono. No fancy movement here. The sub should be clean, stable, and centered. If needed, keep the octave low, and avoid stacking on too much saturation. The point is to give the track weight that you can trust. If the sub is carrying the bottom, gently high-pass the re-space somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, depending on the sound and the notes. That way the sub owns the floor and the re-space owns the chest. That separation gives you the classic jungle pressure without turning the low end into mod. On the sub track, use utility to keep width at zero. Simple, focused, reliable. Now we bring in atmosphere. This is where the track starts to feel like a scene instead of just a bass patch. One great move is to resample the re-space. Solo it, record a few bars as audio, and then start pulling interesting moments out of it. Prop the sections that have good movement. Reverse a phrase or two. Stretch it slightly if needed. Once you have audio, you can do much more interesting things with it. Put hybrid reverb on that resampled audio. Try a dark room, plate, or hall character, but keep the low cut up so you don't muddy the bass. Then add echo with a dark filter and relatively low feedback. If the source is mid-heavy, be careful with ping pong, because it can get messy fast. You can also use auto filter on the texture and automate the cutoff so the atmosphere opens and closes over time. If you want something stranger, try grain delay or frequency shifter very lightly. The key word is lightly. You want eerie texture, not a sound design gimmick that takes over the whole arrangement. You can also build a separate top atmospheric layer from scratch using Waveeatable or analog. A noise oscillator, a high-pass filter, a slow attack envelope, and a heavy reverb send can give you wind-like haze, distant drone energy, or a ghosted layer sitting behind the break. That kind of layer works really well in jungle because it fills the negative space without stepping on the groove. Now let's shape the arrangement itself. A lot of producers get the loop sounding good and stop there. But in DNB, the bass needs to breathe with the drums. So think in phrases. For bars 1 to 4, keep the re-space filtered and restrained. Let the atmosphere and sub hint at the idea. You might have a sparse drum intro or a break loop, plus a reverse reverb swell or a noise rise. This should feel like tension building, not full release. From bars 5 to 8, open the re-space a little more and bring in the full bass rhythm. Leave small gaps so the snare or break can breathe. That call and response between bass and drums is huge in jungle. From bars 9 to 16, let the groove establish itself. Add a bit more mid-range movement. Make small automation changes every couple of bars. Maybe one respheronation is slightly darker, then another is a little brighter. You don't need to reinvent the sound every bar. Just keep it evolving. From bars 17 to 24, start removing layers temporarily. Maybe the sub drops out for a moment. Maybe the atmosphere gets resampled and treated differently. Maybe you throw in a fill or a stop. This is where tension comes back into the track. Then for bars 25 to 32, set up the transition or the next drop. Pull out the sub for a beat or a bar, leave the top texture hanging, and let the drums and FX imply what's coming next. That kind of restraint makes the return hit much harder. Automation is where this really comes alive. Automate the Reese filter cutoff slowly over time. Nudge the resonance up before a snare fill for extra tension. Increase reverb send on the last hit of a phrase. Pull the bass down a couple dB for a breakdown moment. Add a little more drive or distortion in the final bars before the drop. In this style, tiny changes every few bars are often more effective than constant giant sweeps. Once you've got the core parts working, group the Reese, sub, and atmosphere into a bass bus. On that group, use EQ8 for gentle cleanup, not heavy surgery. Then add glue compressor with a slow to medium attack, and just a couple dB of reduction so it glues the layers together without crushing the movement. A little saturator can help unify the sound, and utility is there for width control and mono management. Keep the low end centered and solid. If the atmosphere starts to feel too big, don't just keep piling on reverb directly onto the source. Use return tracks. That gives you more control and keeps the dry bass focused. A dedicated dark space return with hybrid reverb, EQ8, maybe a bit of echo, is usually a smarter move than drowning the source itself. Now, because this is drum and bass, the drums and bass have to work together rhythmically. A classic jungle backbone might have a kick pattern tied to the break, snares on key backbeats, ghost notes, and hats or rides driving the energy. The bass should answer the snare. Leave gaps where the break can breathe. Don't play space hits right on top of every snare transient unless you're doing that on purpose. If the drums are busy, simplify the Reese pattern. If the Reese is busy, simplify the drums. That balances everything. One of the best ways to create impact is to transform the bass through a breakdown. Duplicate the Reese as audio or MIDI, filter it down hard, add more reverb and delay. Reverse a phrase, and strip the sub out completely. Leave only the texture and top mid motion. Then just before the drop, automate the filter open, cut the atmosphere suddenly for a beat, and bring the full bass back with a snare fill, crash, or reverse cymbal. That contrast is pure DNB energy. Resampling is a huge part of modern workflow too. Record 4 to 8 bars of the Reese atmosphere as audio, slice it up, reverse certain hits, pitch parts up or down, and reprocess it with redux, saturator, or echo. That gives you ghost bass textures, metallic ambience, fills, breakdown material, and outro drones. It also helps you avoid the same loop forever problem. A few quick caution points before we wrap this section up. Don't make the Reese too wide in the low region. That will fight the kick and snare. Don't drown the actual bass in reverb. Reverb can destroy clarity fast if you're not careful. And don't forget the sub. A Reese without a proper sub often sounds impressive solo, but weak in the mix. Also, avoid over-automating everything. If every parameter is moving all the time, nothing feels important anymore. Here are a few pro-style moves to keep in your pocket. Use subtle detune rather than huge detune for a darker Reese. Duplicate the bass and high-pass the copy if you want more mid-range aggression. Then distort it lightly and blend it quietly underneath. Try drum bus on atmospheric layers for some nasty grime, and automate silence. Sometimes removing the bass for a beat or half bar creates more impact than adding another effect ever could. If you want a quick practice target, build an 8-bar Reese atmosphere phrase. Use one Reese MIDI track, one sub track, one atmospheric resample or pad, and one drum break or loop. Keep bars 1 and 2 filtered and restrained. Open things up in bars 3 and 4. Add more movement or distortion in bars 5 and 6. Then remove one layer in bars 7 and 8 and set up the transition. Make sure the sub is clear, the Reese has movement, and the atmosphere supports the groove without crowding it. If it feels like it could sit in a dark rolling DNB track, you're on the right path. So the big takeaway is this: a strong Reese jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 comes from a controlled core sound, atmospheric transformation, and arrangement thinking. Don't treat the Reese like a static bass loop. Treat it like a living arrangement element. When you do that, your drum and bass sections instantly feel more professional, more immersive, and way more dangerous on the speakers. Next up, we can turn this into a full session template, a rack chain concept, or step-by-step loop to drop arrangement.